Hey y'all, Marseille Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
Make the most of your me time with sensational hair products from Method. The new range of shampoos and conditioners will leave your hair looking shiny and feeling healthy. From Pure Peace, infused with peony, rose water, and quinoa protein, to Simply Nourish, crafted with coconut, rice milk, and shea butter, and Daily Zen with calming cucumber, seaweed, and green tea. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower with Method and reconnect with the best version of yourself.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 981, How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off with 7 Steps, Part 1, by Siddharth Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com, and I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Now, we have 5 shows where we do this. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off with 7 Steps, Part 1, by Siddharth Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. When it comes to weight loss, it is reasonable to get confused. There are many diets out there, all claiming to be the best diet to lose weight. You can go vegan and avoid all animal products to lose weight, or go carnivore and eat only animal products and nothing else. Should you go keto and eat lots of fat and virtually no carbs, or vegetarian and eat lots of carbs and almost no fat? Whatever diet you choose to lose weight, it all comes down to eating a low-calorie diet and increasing your physical activity. Research shows that individuals who successfully lost weight and kept it off use different strategies. Still, they all succeed by eating less and moving more. In this article, I want to save you from the trouble of going from one popular diet to the next one and just follow these 7 steps to lose the weight and keep it off. I'm not promising rapid weight loss like 30 pounds in 30 days or a 6-pack in 6 weeks. What I am promising is successful weight loss without feeling miserable and maintaining your new weight effortlessly. So without further ado, here are 7 steps for successful weight loss. 1. Eat to maintain your weight before you learn to lose weight. Even though there are ridiculous diets out there with absolutely no scientific evidence, they all work for some people. How? The reason is, once we start paying attention to what we eat, on a subconscious level, we eat less food. When I go on a diet to lose weight, I end up eating 2,000 up to 2,500 calories a day, and I feel satisfied most of the time. However, when I stop paying attention to what I eat, I still feel hungry at the end of a 4,000 calorie day. Small snacks here and there, lousy meal choices such as a 2,000 calorie dinner, cause me to overeat. If you take an honest look at your food choices and meal portions, you will also notice extra calories you don't actually need. The first step is to pay attention to your food and eat enough to feel satisfied. Don't go on a diet trying to lose weight. Just eat to maintain your weight. Over the next 2 weeks, eat normally and weigh yourself at least 3 days a week, preferably in the morning after using the bathroom with minimal clothing. Some fluctuations in weight are expected, but your weight should be somewhat stable for 2 weeks. 2. Swap high-calorie foods with low-calorie alternatives. Now that you have found your baseline, it is time to make some cuts. Don't try to overhaul your entire diet overnight. Chances are it won't be sustainable, and you'll fall back to your old habits. Instead, swap your high-calorie food choices with equally enjoyable low-calorie options. Don't rush. Take your time. Go with the pace you are comfortable with. For example, if your morning routine is stopping by at a coffee shop and getting a large muffin and latte for breakfast, maybe switch to black coffee with sweetener Once you're comfortable, swap out the muffin with something heartier. If your lunch is a burger, fries, and soda, you can switch to diet soda. Later, swap out the fries for roasted potatoes or fruit. Turn the hamburger to a grilled chicken sandwich. Get rid of the bun to make it a chicken salad. All at a pace you are comfortable with. You can get salad once a week to begin with, then twice a week, and so on and so forth. Don't do it all at once, though. 3. Focus on adding instead of removing. Most diets feel restrictive. They tell you what you can't eat, which makes us then crave it even more. Instead, focus on adding things to your diet. For example, add more vegetables by ordering or preparing a side salad at each meal. You'll notice they will naturally push out the foods that are preventing you from losing weight. If you eat a salad beforehand, you probably won't finish your fries. You may not even want them anymore. Eating a fruit salad after dinner will curb your appetite for dessert. Increasing your protein intake will help you feel full and prevent muscle loss. Therefore, focus on eating at least 25 to 30 grams of protein with each meal. When I try to lose weight, I have this rule for myself. I will not eat anything unless I am getting at least 25 grams of protein. This rule prevents me from mindless snacking. If I'm hungry and need a snack, I eat a high-protein snack, like Greek yogurt or cottage cheese. I end up feeling full with less than 200 calories, and I don't need another meal for at least a few hours. Notice how my rule doesn't forbid me from eating anything. I just have to make sure to get my 25 grams of protein. Once I eat that, I rarely feel the need to eat anything else. 4. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off with 7 Steps by Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved Sirdar's suggestion to think about adding instead of subtracting things. I mean, even when we think about the word diet, it contains the word die right in there. So it's as if right off the bat, the word has a negative connotation. Plus, you add all of the stigma we've associated with the word, and no wonder it's a losing proposition. And when we think about human behavior, we like choices. We don't like it when choices are removed. But what happens when we diet? We remove foods from our menus and grocery lists, foods that we often really enjoy. And on top of that, we don't get to replace those missing foods with other things that we might like. So we are removing choices. And what ends up happening is we end up feeling deprived. We miss the good old days of having the choice to eat whatever we want and the foods that we liked. One way to get around this, though, is to add things into your diet. Now, I'm not saying if you subtract 500 calories from your diet, you should add 500 calories back in somehow. That would be counterproductive to your goal of trying to lose weight. Instead, as Sirdar mentioned, add maybe a more nutrient-dense but lower-calorie food instead. By doing this, you'll feel like you still have choices. It will help you feel less restricted in your eating habits. To help you feel even better about this, think about adding something brand new to your repertoire, something you've never tried before. Maybe a fruit or vegetable you've always heard was good, but never got around to trying. So again, if you're removing foods from your diet, think about ways to add in other things, things that maybe you've never tried before. And who knows, you might just like it. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.